In this episode, we're going to show you how to track the two hidden metrics that turn listeners into clients that most people are completely ignoring.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full time gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like and learn the steps you need to fast track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners.
Hello, and welcome back to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing. I'm Tig O'Shea.
I'm Anthony Wineri. Interesting. Tig, tell me more.
Well, this is the real important stuff, right? We all look at monthly downloads, downloads per episode, and, well, those are the two main ones that people tend to look at. Am I missing anything?
No, I think those are the two ones. We like to say that most podcasters, as well as ourselves, I love looking at numbers go up. I like seeing numbers get bigger and our show grow, right? But we often get one-itis for these two metrics, which is, oh, how many downloads am I getting per month or per episode? Those are the two that people really look at, right?
Yeah, I agree. But what if we told you, listening right now, that for monetization, especially if you're nurturing your listeners along the journey to buy from you directly, whether that's being a client or paid subscriber, whatever that is, there's really two metrics that are most important here to be tracking to actually measure how well you're nurturing listeners. And it's nothing to do with downloads. So in this episode, right now, we're about to share with you what those two things are and how you can track them.
So Tig, I mean, let's get into it. So what's number one?
Well, number one, and if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, this one won't come as too much of a surprise to you, but for most people, they're unaware of it. We're talking about retention time, the percentage of your episodes on average that listeners actually listen through until they drop off.
Yeah, well, what has that got to do with whether someone's going to buy, whether someone's being nurtured? And from the host, I don't really, could you make the link for me?
To actually nurture people with a podcast, you need people to listen, right? It's the podcast works so well because people are listening to you talk and listening to you for long periods of time and ultimately engaging with you and building that parasocial relationship with you in a way that's much stronger than if they were just seeing a reel from you every day, right? Or just reading a post from you every day. It's not even close to the same length of time or intimacy where if they're listening to you for an hour a week or two lots of 20 minutes a week, right? But of course, that's only true if they're actually listening for two lots of 20 minutes a week or an hour a week. Whereas for most podcasters, we find that the retention time, so, you know, the percentage of that hour that people are listening to, is actually a lot lower, and a lot of listeners are not finishing the episode. And what this means is, in terms of monetization and turning listeners into clients, is you're not actually nurturing the listeners in the way you think you are if they're not completing your episode or not even getting close. You could have 100 downloads on an episode, but if 40 people are dropping off in the first 5 minutes, then you're not even getting close to, you're not moving 40 of those people an inch further along the journey of getting ready to work with you. And if the other 60 are only listening to half, then again, it's not very helpful either. So hopefully we can see how important this is as a way to measure how much you're actually nurturing your listeners.
Interesting. That's super cool, man. It's a different way of looking at this. It's like when you send out an email, if you've got an email list, and your open rate could be 30%, but if you've got an email list of 10,000 people, there's 7,000 people you're not reaching that aren't actually consuming the content, that aren't being nurtured. And I guess it's similar to the retention time, right? Where it's like, if you don't have a high retention time, if people aren't completing the episode, there's so much lost opportunity there, right? So I guess for people, because that's great, cool, these ones we should measure. And I totally see that. It does make a lot of sense. But I guess how do we increase our retention time? What are some, like, just simple things, simple changes we can make right now, today, to instantly fix or increase our retention time? And I guess where would we even find this retention time?
Unfortunately, you can't see this on your hosting platform directly. You can see it if you're hosted with Spotify for podcasters, but that only shows it for Spotify. So we would not even recommend that. What we'd recommend is, given that 9 times out of 10, we find that most people's audience are listening primarily on Apple Podcasts than to Spotify, you're going to get much better data or much stronger data from much more people as to how long people are listening through your episodes if you go to Apple Podcasts Connect. So this is a free site you can connect your podcast to and see your stats of your podcast, but purely for Apple. So if you have 100 downloads on Buzzsprout, you might see only 70 on Apple. but that's because only 70 of those people played it on Apple. But the good thing is on Apple Podcast Connect, you can then go and see where those people dropped off. So you might see out of that 70, 10 of them dropped off in the first 2 minutes, and the other 60 completed it all the way to the end. And if that was the case, you'd actually be in a pretty good spot, because no matter how good your content is, it's actually very natural to have people drop off towards the end. But the two things to really look at here, and also the two most simple changes to make, is number one, how many people are dropping off in your intro? Because this is a bit of a low-hanging fruit for instantly improving that. If you find that anything above 10% of your listeners are dropping off in your intro, it's a good sign that you can very quickly increase that and really get more people to actually listen through to your episode just by making the intro more engaging. So that might involve shortening your teaser if you have one. It might involve shortening the bio to your guest. Most people actually give a lot more of that than what's really necessary. We'd only recommend a line actually about their biggest credentials and just let the interview do the rest. And if you're not doing an interview and it's just a solo episode, and even if you've got no teaser and you still have low retention on your intro, i.e. lots of people are dropping off in the first few minutes, what that means is you're likely not giving enough of an incentive to carry on listening. You're not actually intriguing people enough to say, hey, this is what you're going to learn if you stick around with me for 20 minutes. And when you have that in place, then it makes it very hard for people to drop off, because you're giving a cliffhanger, right? You're giving a cliffhanger and you're giving a concrete reason why they should commit 20 minutes of their time, which is especially important if they're a first-time listener, right? They're not going to stick around at all to listening to this stranger if they don't know what they're going to get out of it. They're just going to go to the next podcast or one that they already know. So that would be the first port of call, improving your intro.
Got it. That's pretty neat. So basically, we need to shorten it, and we need to add a bit more intrigue and tell people why they should listen. So for example, for us, what we said was how to track the two hidden metrics that turn listeners into clients. That's the hook. That's the intrigue. What is this? How is it going to help me? But we're focused directly on our listeners, or we're focused on what value we're going to provide you. So for you and your show, think about interesting, unique ways to sell the benefits of your show. Three ways to do this. How he overcame this problem using this strange thing. And of course, you just insert this strange thing, whatever that is there.
Yeah, brilliant. And then the other one, and this is just something to quickly touch on really before we move on, is if you find that people are dropping off heavily throughout the episode, it's usually a sign. I mean, it can be just the other guest that wasn't too engaging or something like that. But if it's a consistent trend, I would recommend just making the podcast shorter. You know, if you find that people are dropping off after half an hour and you have weekly hour-long interviews, the proof is in the pudding, right? People only want to listen to half an hour. So it doesn't mean you even need to shorten the interviews. You could just split it into two parts, and that will actually engage people a lot more, because then it's short and sweet and they complete the episode and they're happy and they wait for the next one, rather than them listening to halfway and then thinking, oh, I'll come back to that. But we know people never do, right? They never come back to it. I rarely come back to it. Do you?
Sometimes, but you know, maybe I'm a rare occasion.
Well, you're
but
a
most
man.
People, I know, I think most people don't. So that's the thing, right? I guess, yeah. Cool. So that's it. So that's a retention piece. And I can see how if people listen to more of it, they build more of a relationship. They're more engaged. They will actually hear your call to action. They will actually hear your promotion. They'll actually hear more about you and build that affinity to want to become a client. If they're not listening to it, that's just never going to happen. Got that. I guess what's a second metric that most people ignore?
So if you're a regular listener of our podcast and you thought, yada, 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 retention time, you guys talk about that like every other week. Thanks for sticking about, because this one is one that we don't speak about as much, but equally, if not more important, in particularly tracking how much you're nurturing people and how much they're ready to buy from you. And when you give your call to action on your podcast, the metric here is how many people are taking it. What is your conversion rate of people taking your call to action? Very simple. The more percentage of your listeners that are acting on what you tell them to do, the bigger percentage of your listeners that are ready to buy from you, or at least moving along the journey of becoming more interested in buying from you. If they're going to buy from you, they need to take a call to action. So whether it's a free lead magnet, whether it's just to go vote on a poll, or whether it's to book a call with you, it doesn't really matter what the call to action is. It's just, it's a sign of engagement. The more they're actually following through and engaging with you, no matter how big or small the action is. But of course, this begs the question, Anthony, how does one track such a metric, right? Because if you just say something, or you put the link in your show notes, how do you actually know if people are clicking or if people are doing it? And what are some easy ways, some quick wins here that our listeners can go and do to then start tracking how much of their call to action people actually do?
I think the first one is very simple. If you have a lead magnet, how many people each month are actually taking the call to action and joining your newsletter and receiving this lead magnet? That's a very easy one to track. Over time, the more times you talk about the lead magnet, the more times you have it included in your show notes, that number should go up, and it should tell you that you're doing a good job providing the right amount of value. You're engaging them enough to them for them to want to engage with you. That's the easiest one. The second one could be a lot of people just click on links, but don't go through. They don't sign up. Like, a lot of people might actually click and engage, but then they just stop. So you can track how many people are clicking, which shows intent and they're still engaging, by just simply getting a trackable link. And you can go to Tiny URL and just get a trackable link for your website or for your lead magnet. And that will just tell you how many people are clicking this link in your show notes when they see it, how many of your listeners are actually engaging with you, but might not take that final step in order to have the email. Maybe they haven't listened to enough episodes, or maybe the landing page wasn't appealing enough, or maybe they just got distracted. It could be a thousand different reasons, but tracking this will tell you the intent of your listeners.
Yeah, brilliant. So what I'm hearing you from there is there's two main ways. Number one is, depending what the call to action is, if it's something you can link people joining to coming directly from the podcast, such as a podcast-specific lead magnet or a podcast-specific link to book a call, then just every week or every month, compare your downloads to the actual follow-throughs that you had on that. And the other way is, if it's not something that's specific to the podcast or not something you are already tracking clicks for, then you don't even have to pay any money for it. Tiny URL, you can make a free account and get a link that will just redirect to your lead magnet, but now you can see the clicks for it. So every episode, you can put the link in the show notes and now actually know who is clicking that. And again, like you say, Anthony, it doesn't necessarily mean they're taking the action and following through, but it's a step in the right direction to seeing how engaged people really are, how curious they are about what you have to offer, and how far along in their journey they are to buying from you, which is really what most of our listeners are actually doing their podcast for, right? Not just because they love it, not just because they love making an impact, but of course, because they want to see an ROI and actually bring their listeners and actually nurture their listeners along to the point of becoming a client or becoming a customer.
And there you have it. Those are the two hidden metrics that most podcasters ignore that tell you how well your podcast is doing in converting listeners into clients. And look, if you haven't already, be sure to go down to the show notes and grab your free copy of our best-selling book, Podcast Marketing, or typing www.getmorelisteners.com/book. And of course, what you'll also get is a totally personalized mini show audit. So again, that's completely personalized to you and your podcast. Yes, like I've said a thousand times, this is absolutely 100% a bribe and a way to get you into our world and what we're doing.